This is an iHeart podcast.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
Absolutely. That's a jam, baby. Chris Crockin for Jesse Kelly. This is the Jesse Kelly Show, hour number two. Okay, we have some breaking news coming out that I just saw, and we're going to get deep into Iran stuff. You know, and talking to producer Chris moments ago, he said that, the Iranian issue is pretty scary to him because they have a tremendous amount of missiles, and they have ballistic missiles. I think they have ICBMs, obviously. They have some pretty effective missiles, and they have a lot of them. They also have very effective drones. We just got this. I'll share this with you now. After claims that he died, listen to this. Now, reports now say that Iran's Quds Force chief, Quds Force, is alive but under arrest. He is suspected of involvement in an intel breach that allowed Israel to devastate Hezbollah. Reportedly had a heart attack during an investigation. Now, I got this also from one of my folks I follow on Twitter, that the IRCG Quds Force Commander General Ismail Haqqani is now confirmed safe in Israel. He was an Israeli asset providing intelligence that led to the elimination of Hamas leader Ismail Haniyeh. That was a glorious day. They blow up so young, don't they? Oh, my gosh. It's just so terrible. You know? My goodness. Wait, I can't just say that without saying this. They blow up so young, and then we got to do a little bit of a... Where is that? There we go. Oh, hold on. Let me try that again. A misfire, ladies and gentlemen. There we go. They blow up so young. Okay. So, that's incredible. So, he's responsible for helping take out the Hamas leader and Hezbollah leaders, Nasrallah and Safieddine. The Israelis, what they have done and are doing is incredible and brilliant, because not only did they take out Hamas leader Ismail Haniyeh, I'm sure Jesse's talked to you about this, like literally the new leader of the president of Iran is being sworn in, and obviously Hezbollah and Hamas are funded, controlled, and run by Iran. And the Hamas former leader, Haniyeh, was in a compound that Iran has for its most senior folks and also its high-value guests. So they're in a compound. He's in his own apartment that they have for him. It's a luxury, awesome apartment. He goes and shakes the hand with the president of the newly sworn-in president of Iran, takes some pictures with him. They're smiling. And then about 15, 20 minutes later, he's in a car. He goes back to his apartment, and all of a sudden, gets a dirt nap. Because Israel put a bomb in that apartment, and it was just enough strength to blow up him and his apartment, but not blow up anything beyond that. And it was planted in there by the Israeli intelligence folks. And now you see that it was because of assistance from General Ismail Haqqani, who is now in Israel. Quds Force commander, former Quds Force commander. Also taking out the leaders, the biggest one, Hassan Nasrallah, the former head of Hezbollah, the terrorist organization that's funded and run by Iran to the north of Israel in Lebanon. And what's amazing, too, what Israel did in Lebanon is so incredible, because not only did they, you know, blow up all those pagers at the same time. I read a long piece in the Wall Street Journal about this. It was incredible because the Israelis literally... Watch this. They bought a factory, or took over a factory. I think they bought it in, I think, Taiwan, that makes pagers. They found out the last person to be the salesperson to Hezbollah, who was the last person that sold a large amount of electronics to Hezbollah. The lady who's the salesperson, I think she was either in Taiwan or some other country, they hired her. They said, hey, we have, and they didn't tell them they're Israeli. They hired her. They said, hey, we want you to be our salesperson. We make pagers in Taiwan, I think it was. And can you represent us, and can you sell to them again? We've got these new pagers. They're incredible. She says, okay, yeah. So the same salesperson that sells technology to Hezbollah came back, sold them a package that was incredible. It was so good, it was explosive. Ha ha ha. And so they sent it to him, and they literally waited and they waited. And then when the time was right, they blew them all up. And by the way, they were either in their pocket where their heart is, or they were in their pants where they blew up their packages, literally their packages, if you were. And I don't know if you saw this. It was insane and incredible and awesome. With the hospitals that were in Lebanon were flooded, and you literally had, like, the whole emergency room was filled. And then there was somebody who had a social media or whatever on their phone was recording, and they went through the entire ER, and there was nowhere to sit. They were on the floor, on the gurneys, on everything. And they go, and they got, like, holes blown out of their package down there, their arms, their like the hole through their whole calf or their leg. And they're walking down the hall, and the halls are flooded. You can't go anywhere. It's all people lying and writhing in pain and half dead. And they go all the way out, and they go to the front of the hospital, and it's just wall to wall everywhere. And there's ambulances coming in. There's sirens everywhere. I'm telling you something. This was a massive psychological victory, in addition to crippling the entire, like, literally probably, what, I don't know, I'm going to make up a number, 3/4 of all the terrorists. And so they were ineffective, and then they attacked. And then they also blew up their walkie-talkies, I think after that or before that. Because I think they said, let's go to the walkie-talkies, and then they blew those up too. God bless Israel. I love them. I love everything they've done. But let me tell you about Hezbollah, what they did to Hezbollah. Because they, as you know, they killed Ismail Haniyeh, the former leader of Hezbollah, but then they killed every leader. All their top leaders were killed. And then what they went to next was, you're going to love this, there's something called the Sharia, I think it's the Sharia Council. Oh, the Shura Council. And the Shura Council is like six men who pick the leaders of Hezbollah. So after Israel killed all the leaders of Hezbollah, then it went and killed the Shura Council, which picks the new leaders. So you couldn't even pick a leader anymore because all of them are blown up. It was the most, it's so awesome. It makes me so happy to talk about this. So apparently this general with the Quds Force, commander of the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps, has turned state's evidence or whatever you call it. And he's in Israel, being treated with dignity and respect and kindness from our Jewish friends. So there's that. You know what? I'm gonna get into the students, the terrorist loving students being deported and all that in a second. Let's go straight into the Iran stuff since that just flashed across my screen, and I retweeted it on my Twitter feed. If you want to see it and share it, at Chris Kroc Show. That's at Chris Kroc Show. ChrisKrok. Now, this is from the National Review, and I'm gonna really just truncate it for you. The National Review had a story, and here's what they told you. Ready? Told us. Ready? We have 20 B-2 bombers, B-2 Spirits, they're called. Northrop B-2 Spirits. That is our entire fleet of B-2s are 20-fold. One quarter of every one of our B-2s are sitting right now at Diego Garcia, a base in the Indian Ocean that we share with Britain. Why is a quarter of every one of our B-2s sitting there? Because they're poised to attack Iran. And because they are the only plane that we have, and the only plane in the world of any military that can deliver a 30,000-pound bunker buster. It is, quote, the most powerful and deeply burrowing non-nuclear bunker buster on Earth. And the B-2 is the only plane that can carry it. And coming up next, I'm going to tell you, there's some incredible stuff I read in this National Review article yesterday. It's just incredible. About what's going to happen when we strike them, and about how they store Iran stores their missiles, and you're going to see possibly a never before seen show of spectacular explosions when we hit them. And I say when we hit them, we're going to hit them with Israel. We are going to remove and take out their nuclear program, and I literally will be surprised if it doesn't happen in the next year. We'll get into that coming up next, and you're going to hear the spectacular explosions that are going to happen that honestly could be the biggest type of explosions we will ever have seen, other than maybe Hiroshima and Nagasaki. I'll get into that coming up next. It is so wild. And then we'll get into one of the terrorist-loving Hamas supporters literally deporting himself before we could deport his butt. And we've got two more, one from Minnesota, one from Alabama, being deported from University of Minnesota, University of Alabama. We have Harvard now is looking at losing billions in revenue. We have Columbia University. The new person that came in is going to get is stepping down too. It's just it's not going to stop. All that's coming up next, and it's all good. All that's coming up next, it's Chris Crockett for Jesse Kelly on The Jesse Kelly Show. But I got to tell you something else. I love everything I've heard about Hillsdale College. We homeschooled my son. We homeschooled my daughter. I thought my wife was nuts when he did it. But it is the best thing you could ever do if it's for you. I would say another thing is that is the best thing you could do for you, for your kids, including you right now, is take a course from Hillsdale College. I had the privilege of sitting in a room with the general manager of the Hillsdale College radio station at a recent radio talk radio convention, and this guy was amazing. He represents everything that Hillsdale is, his knowledge, his love of this country, his passion for his students. Time is our most precious commodity. A lot of Jesse's listeners ask, including yourself, you know, Jesse, tell me, how can I spend my time wisely and improve myself and the people around me? Hillsdale College. They're offering more than 40 free online courses. 40 free online courses. Learn about the works of the great C.S. Lewis, the stories of the Book of Genesis, the meaning of the U.S. Constitution, the rise and fall of the Roman Republic. How about the history of the ancient Christian church with Hillsdale's Hillsdale College's free online courses? Jesse's enjoying the Genesis story. Genesis, a book of fundamental importance for the Jewish and Christian faiths. By the way, that's why I love our Jewish brothers and sisters, because we worship the same God. The Jewish and Christian faith has exerted a profound influence on Western civilization. In addition to being a great religious text, Genesis is also a literary masterpiece. Sign up for the Genesis story now and learn some of the work's major narrative themes, including complex relationships between God and man, the consequences of a rupture in that relationship, and boy, is that a big one, and the path towards reconciliation, one of the most important things you can learn in reading the Bible. Start your Genesis course with Hillsdale College for free. Free! Go right now to Hillsdale College, hillsdale.edu/Jesse to enroll. That's hillsdale.edu/Jesse to enroll. There's no cost. Easy to get started. That's hillsdalecollege.edu/Jesse to register. hillsdale.edu/JESSE.
Jesse Kelly.
White, Thomas Earl Petty, White 360 Maple Glow. What is it called? Rickenbacker. My friend bought it. That's what he used to play. Let's go to Cory Booker. He's speaking. He's in his 24 hours and 20 minutes and 57 seconds. Let's go listen to him.
And we're going to do amendments. We saw the 13th Amendment, the 14th Amendment, the 15th Amendment, would guarantee my ancestors finally full citizenship in the United States of America and the protections of the Constitution. I am here in this body because of past generations that fought to uphold the Constitution, not because the Constitution...
All right, get out of here. You were saying he must be taking Adderall. Producer Chris, he must be taking Adderall, you're saying. How could you go 24 hours? He's going to say something. If you go this long and you keep saying stuff, you're going to say something you don't want to say and you're going to get in trouble, right? Will that count against him if he says something that's inappropriate? Guys, come on, I was not doing it for 24 hours. You saw me. No, dude, no. And then we were, producer Chris and I were talking about AI. He mentioned that he heard an AI stand-up from Carlin from the grave. And then wouldn't it be great if we heard a Pee Wee Herman stand for the grave or something? I don't know. My son wrote a paper on AI, and he asked me to just make sure his 3 points were done well in this in a paper. 9-page paper. This kid is way, I don't know where he got it from. It ain't from me. Maybe a little bit, but his whole thing was AI. Can AI have a soul? And then he goes, what is a soul? Here's what it is according to the Bible. Here's what it's according to philosophers like Aristotle and some others. And then current AI, generative AI, I think is what he said, what we have now, whatever, I think it's called generative. I don't remember. And but it doesn't because it just spews out what they can find on the internet. Sentient AI, there's some kind of a term for that. Maybe it was generative AI, or am I getting confused? And, you know, if it can think for itself, be aware of itself and this and that, you know, maybe. But, of course, biblically the answer is no. But the kid blew my freaking mind with some of this stuff. And some of the quotes, I'm like, what the heck? He's writing like some of these people I read that I subscribe to regularly and read. I'm like, damn, this guy's good. Anyway, interesting stuff. But let's get back to this. And he stimulated my mind. It felt like I was back in school, like edumacated. This is incredible. We have a quarter of our bases. Oh, I want to tell you something else before I get into our bombers and the plan with Iran and how spectacular the explosion is going to be. There was a study, and literally 2 out of 10 women who have what's called chemical abortions, this could be like mifepristone, literally 20% of all women that undergo chemical abortions suffer complications, including a shocking number of deaths. We talked about this earlier with mifepristone and a district judge out of control. And the liberal Democrat Judge Kagan said, we can't have these district judges making national things. What do you mean? They're doing it now and you're happy. But did you know the Biden administration loosened restrictions on drugs like mifepristone by not requiring the National Institute for Health to report injuries caused by this toxic pill? The pill continues to bring harm to mothers and babies and yet accounts for over 60% of abortions. Preborn's network of clinics are flooded daily with women seeking help after taking this pill, regretting the decision, and some even come in with their aborted babies' remains, not knowing what to do for them. Preborn welcomes these women with open arms and offers them life-saving help, including the abortion pill reversal treatment if it's not too late. When you sponsor an ultrasound for a woman in crisis, you are empowering that woman with real choices. So please join us as we rescue women and babies. One ultrasound is $28, $140 is only $28, and $148. It helps rescue 5 babies for $148. Isn't that amazing? 28 does 1 and 140 does 5. You will not regret the choice to save a life. Please dial #250 and say the keyword baby. That's #250 baby, or visit preborn.com/Jesse. That's preborn.com/Jesse, sponsored by Preborn. Couldn't be happier to read that, share that with you. So Iran, what's incredible is, so we have one quarter of all of our B-2 bombers that are at Diego Garcia base in the Indian Ocean. They're getting ready to do a strike in Iran. It might not happen. It may happen in a month, 6 months, a year. Trump sent a letter to the Ayatollah. I don't want to harm you. If you work with me, I'll work with you. But if you don't, you're going to get attacked. And that's why they're there. And as I mentioned earlier, I'll be shocked if we don't attack them within a year, because we have to destroy the nuclear program. And apparently we won't be able to totally destroy it, but we'll totally set it back so many years. Israel will do a joint strike attack, is my belief. And we'll do the bombers, because unless we train Israeli pilots to fly our B-2 bombers, which would be even more cool, too. Have a temporary star, David, up on that bomb and on that bomber, right? But listen, Iran, their scientists trying to look all badass and threaten us, took pictures and put them out on social media, or a video of their missile storage. And their missile storage is above ground. Bad move. Number two, the doors in between each missile storage are not going to stop a blast. We're going to hit those missiles. We're going to hit that storage. And you're going to see missile after missile after missile after missile after missile in storage just go blow, 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 blow. You are going to see, I believe, one of the most intense, insane amounts of explosions, because they store their missiles above ground and the doors in between each one do not stop the blast like they want them to. We're going to do it, and it's going to happen, and I will be very, very happy when that happens. They're threatening us with drones and missiles. They have a lot of missiles. They have a lot of drones, but the range of these drones is 2,485 meters. Diego Garcia base is 2,358. You're looking at about, 90 miles difference, 80 miles difference. It ain't going to happen. And we could stop them, almost everything they shoot at us. So let's do it. Let's destroy that program, and let's remove the regime, or at least do the best we can to make it uncomfortable for them, miserable for them. But get that nuclear program out. Did you hear about the FBI rigging everything? A gag order about Hunter Biden's laptop. Brand new stuff coming out today. Oops, some of the FBI people accidentally confirmed its authenticity, the laptop, way back when to Twitter, the day that New York Post story came out. All the details on that next. Kristen for Jesse.
The Jesse Kelly Show. On air and online at jessekellyshow.com.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Woo! The dead! I got to do a better one. Woo! Listen, I was just talking to producer Chris, and he's like, oh, no, the dead, no, they're no good. They're no good. We're talking about live concerts. And I said, no, I've seen him in concert before Jerry died. And saw him at Soldier Field twice. And it is different, and it's good. And I do understand. He's like, oh, you got to wait in a long line. You got to sit there in traffic forever, parking, you know. But I think the difference is there are some bands that are really good live. And I think the Dead for me was really, really good live. And he, you know, he's just not a fan of the Dead. I'm like, well, I think the reason why is because, you know, the songs that everybody knows are the songs that everybody knows. But if you dig into it, there's some really, really good jams that are just something else, in my humble opinion. And the Stones, who I've seen like 14 times over the years at all these different places and all these different states, I told them, Midnight Rambler in its original form is okay. Live, it's insane. It is insane. Now, I did promise to get into the FBI and Hunter Biden laptop thing, a brand new thing that came out that's like even more like, whoa. But before I do that, I also promised to talk about these Hamas-loving Jew haters, terrorist supporters who are being deported, including one who just self-deported today, which sounds so exciting. So we'll get into that in a sec. Now, there are two things that are certain for you and me and all of us. We ain't ever going to get around it. Death and, of course, your taxes. Well, there's a third now. Because if you're with Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile, you could be saving a fortune every month if you switch to Pure Talk. That's right. Pure Talk is Jesse's not only sponsor, but also his cell phone company. And they're cutting the fat from the wireless industry. For just $25 a month, you get unlimited talk, text, and 5 gigs of data on America's most dependable 5G network. Listen to this. The average family of four, that's me, saves over $1,000 a year when they switch to Pure Talk. That's real money back in your pocket, especially with the Bidenomics that we've endured for the past 4 years. With Pure Talk's U.S. customer service team as well, you can switch hassle-free in as little as 10 minutes. You can even keep your phone and your number. Do this. Dial #250 and say the word Jesse Kelly to make the switch, and you'll save an additional 50% off your first month. Again, dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly to start saving today. Pure Talk, wireless by Americans for Americans. So, first of all, two more students in Minnesota and Alabama. So the Golden Gophers and the Roll Tide, of course, or they say Roll Tide, one of each were detained. The terrorist-loving Hamas supporters, Jew haters, were detained by ICE and to be deported. The doctoral student from Iran was over at University of Alabama. The guy from University of Minnesota has not been named, and we don't know where that person's from. But the woman, I love what they're doing this. I love that they're literally grabbing them, coming from around the corner, all six of them from different angles. Like, all of a sudden, you're like, oh, my gosh, I'm surrounded. And there was a Tufts University woman cuffed and stuffed by ICE the other day, and she was screaming. She was, her lawyer said that she had been, Ramadan. She was fasting, right? And so iftar is when you have your first, apparently, first meal after you finish up Ramadan. So she's starving. She's going to get in a car and go to her friend's house when she's surrounded by six ICE agents. I love this, by the way. They take her, they cuff her, and they put her in one of their unmarked cars. They're all unmarked officers except for a badge on their, you know, hanging around their chain, and they're wearing masks. And she's screaming. She is screaming wildly. You know, she got a small micro taste of what it was like to be surrounded by the terrorists she appears to support, who didn't arrest women and babies and men. They raped them. They sexually tortured them. One of them cut off the breasts of a woman and was playing with it and threw it on the ground while they were sexually assaulting her. Men were sexually assaulted. Babies and families burned alive. They didn't even get the chance to get arrested. They were kidnapped or slaughtered or tortured and violated. Dehumanized. This woman should praise her, whoever she believes in, and should say thank you for me being arrested and not slaughtered and tortured and raped like the people that I appear to be supporting do. She wants to do one to others as they would not do to her. That's what she wants. She wants the reverse of the golden rule. But she got a little taste, a tiny micro taste, nothing near what it's like to be a Jew with Hamas, but she got a tiny taste. And she screamed like a little coward. I love this. All the Hamas-loving Jew haters who are being deported and all the uneducated, useful idiot college students that are mostly white, wealthy, suburban students rallying for Hamas. I want to make a point on that, too. There was a comedian who was on Fox News recently, a young comedian, who I think goes to one of these Ivy League schools, or at least went on the campus, and was interviewing these Hamas lovers. And the white suburban ones, not the radical Islamist ones that are coming here from other countries or whatever, first generation, you know, radical Islamist supporters. But, and he asked them about their views, their beliefs, and literally none of them knew anything beyond the surface. They literally had no idea what they really were supporting. And these are the same people that showed up for the for St. George Floyd, blessed be his name, or I also call him St. George Fentanyl. They showed up for Black Lives Matter Marxist rallies, burning, you know, cities and vandalizing and terrorizing people, etc. They were there for that. And then they change each cause. They just look for a new cause. So they feel important. They are vapid. They are shallow. What's also crazy is they have this supposedly highly educated. So they're an inch deep, and they're supposedly highly educated from these prestigious universities, and they are hungry to be told what to be outraged about and who to go after next. It is an army of shallow goons who will scream and yell, but not know what the hell they're really doing and why they're doing it. And what also is very fascinating on this is a story that came out in the Daily Mail 2 days ago. Hamas tortures a protester, kills him, and leaves his body on his family's doorstep as a warning. Hamas accused, Daily Mail reports, of torturing a Palestinian protester to death and leaving him on his family's doorstep as a warning against any further public actions against them. His battered body was later returned to his family's home days after he was taken. So listen, these useful idiots, these white, well-off, upper-class, suburban kids who are an inch deep, they are rallying for this. They want Hamas to rule. They want Hamas to be in charge. They want to live under Hamas. But unfortunately for them, if they protest anything with Hamas, if they're mad that Hamas doesn't worship transgender people but instead kills them, that Hamas doesn't worship LGBTQ people but instead murders them publicly, and they try to protest that, they too will end up tortured and their body dumped on the front step of wherever they're living. That is what they're protesting for. That is what they want. And they are being steered by these radical, Hamas-supported and Hamas-funded and Hamas-trained leftist, Marxist, Jew haters, America haters, including this brand new guy. He self-deported today. This is fantastic. This is from the Free Beacon today. Cornell protest leader who lauded, quote, armed resistance in Palestine, self-deports, drops lawsuit against Trump. I'm going to tell you about this coming up next. This is so awesome. The comments he has made are vile, unequivocal, hateful comments that he has said. I'm going to share those with you coming up next. And then also, we have Colombia's president, interim president, literally stepping down. This will be the third president in, what, like 6 months or a year? Harvard now is in controversy. They are poised to possibly lose $9 billion. I'm telling you, the best thing, one of the best things the Trump administration has done in the first 3 months of its administration is do this. Threaten $400 million from Columbia, $9 billion from Harvard. Or was it $400 billion from Columbia? Who's counting at that point? Cripple them. Cripple them. And you know what? They still can't get the Jew hate out of Columbia. I'm telling you, this is so deep and so vile and so long happening. I don't know the words I don't have, but for decades and decades and decades and decades of hating Jews and growing like a cancer and taking over, it will not go out. That money apparently must be removed. They must collapse from not having enough finances to maybe start looking at the Jew haters getting out. But it is so deeply imbued. I literally think, because one of these Harvard executives who says, we need the money, I'm a Jew, I'm the president of Harvard, I think he says, the president, and I've experienced anti-Semitism here. What do you mean? Where have you been for 2 years? Wild. We'll get into that coming up next, and then the FBI. We just found out today, because the Republicans now control the House, the Senate, and of course the presidency, they're exposing stuff from the FBI. They knew unequivocally on the day of that New York Post story saying it was Hunter Biden's laptop. They knew, they had confirmed it. All that next. It's Chris Crockin for Jesse Kelly on The Jesse Kelly Show.
Truth. Attitude. Jesse Kelly.
All right, so check this out. This Cornell University graduate had his visa revoked after pledging his allegiance to the armed resistance in Palestine, a Gambian and British dual national. After having his visa revoked, announced Tuesday night, he took the decision to leave the U.S. free and with my head held high. He says his freedom of speech has been deprived over other students for their right to hear his ideas and suggestions. No, dude, if you were to fill out that form to come here on a student visa, as Marco Rubio has said, and you would have said, long live the student intifada, as he said publicly, and all the support for terrorism, he hates the U.S. I'll read you some quotes in a minute. Well, here's one. My hatred of the U.S. empire knows no bound. Here's another one. The end of the U.S. empire in our lifetime, inshallah, meaning God willing, with a little g. My hatred for U.S. imperialism and the global system it reproduces knows no bounds. At this point, any movement, nation, or people who are working to decrease the impact and effects of U.S. imperialism on the world has my support. This guy hates America. He hates freedom. And he seeks to come in like radical Islam and be a little cockroach to come in and spread his radical Islam and his cancer. And he's been called out. And Joe Biden and Kamala Harris never would call this out. They'd let it go on and fester. We love cancer, they would say. So, in fact, Trump filed a court filing, an agreement that this guy signed with Cornell in January. He admitted to violating student code of conduct, engaging in disorderly conduct, unreasonably loud or belligerent behavior by disrupting U.S. University activities, substantially obstructing the lawful use of university premises by making unauthorized entry upon or use of university property or faculty by a facility by unlawfully remaining. While leading the anti-Israel, Jew-hating demonstration last year, he called on his fellow student protesters to take their cue from the armed resistance in Palestine. He's trying to get these stupid, well-off suburban white kids to actually kill and hurt and maim Jews and terrorize them. Quote, he said, we are in solidarity with the armed resistance of Palestine from the river to the sea. That what from the river to sea means is we're going to kill every one of those 8.9 million Jews in Israel, kill all of them. And then we'll own everything from the river to the sea. And then after the 8.9 million Jews in Israel are killed, then we'll go and get the other 7.1 or whatever it is, or 8.1 million. That's what he's saying right there. And I really hope that Trump can, even though he's voluntarily left, that Trump can make sure that he's put on a list and never be able to come back in this country ever again. for any reason whatsoever. And if he is, he gets arrested. By the way, did you see this? Luigi Mangione, the guy who's accused of murdering in cold blood that United Healthcare executive. By the way, that United Healthcare executive went to, I think it was Iowa State or University of Iowa. Luigi Mangione went to an exclusive $20,000 or $30,000 a year private school. And then when he graduated from this private top school in Baltimore, I believe it was, that area in Maryland, then he went to one of these Ivy League schools, you know, $60,000-$70,000 a year. And he murders a guy from a wealthy, powerful family in, I believe, the Baltimore area. Would grow up, according to the authorities, and to kill a man who came, whose parents were farmers, and went to a state university. The elite killing the average and claiming to be fighting for the average. Luigi Mangione was just told today by our awesome Department of Justice, you, sir, now face the death penalty. You, sir, if we get our way, the federal government, you will die. And I will tell you that I support that. And I all these crooning, dumb, leftist Marxist chicks who are fawning over this guy, they're going to be so sad if Luigi takes a dirt nap. They're going to be so sad. Well, over the past several years, we have had absolute skyrocketing inflation from Bidenomics, national debt just surging, market volatility, never-ending wars, bank failures. Our financial systems cannot be trusted. So what are you doing to safeguard your money? Precious metals like gold and silver have been used as a store for value, of value for thousands of years. Long been considered a safe asset for chaotic times, and we've seen these gold prices break record after record in the face of today's challenges. In fact, gold has even outperformed the S&P 500 in 2024 and since the turn of the century. So Jesse's decided to purchase gold and silver as a way to hedge his money against all the chaos. And that's what he's recently partnered with a great company called Gold Co. Gold Co. has helped thousands of Americans like you and Jesse place over $3 billion in gold and silver. And they have earned over 6,000 five-star reviews for their exceptional white glove customer service. They are A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. They've won numerous awards and accolades over the last 10 years. You could not recommend a more reputable company. Now, right now, you can get a free copy of their 2025 gold and silver kit. On top of that, you could also qualify for up to $15,000 in bonus silver, possibly even more. To learn more, call 855-817-GOLD or visit jessielikesgold.com. That's 855-817-GOLD or jessielikesgold.com. Paid for by Gold Co. Now, one more thing on the Jew hatred and terrorizing of Jews and intimidating of them and violating their civil rights. The Trump administration, first of all, I'm sure you saw the Colombia president obviously had to step down for righteous reasons. And then now this interim Colombia president was caught saying one thing publicly about the settlement with Trump, with the Trump administration for over $400 billion worth of funds. And they were going to allow the Trump administration to come in and take over the I think it's the Middle East studies and stuff, so they wouldn't be teaching radical Islam and Jew hatred in there. And then she told behind the scenes with faculty that were screaming and mad and all that stuff, she said, no, no, don't worry, it's not going to really change much. So she just resigned because she got caught saying one thing publicly and the other thing opposite. So now there's going to be a new interim Colombia president who's also going to be, I think there's just, that person's not going to make it either is what I'm hearing too. So that is a long storied, rich Ivy League history that appears to be steeped decades and decades and decades of Jew hatred. The oldest hatred there is. And that ain't a good hatred. That is an evil, wicked hatred. So Trump is now reviewing $9 billion in Harvard's funding over anti-Semitism. Harvard spokesperson talked about its President Alan Garber said cutting its funding will halt life-saving research and imperil important scientific research and innovation. That sounds like a you problem. He even says he's experienced anti-Semitism directly. Well, maybe he should have said something back in the day. FBI literally knew about Hunter Biden's laptop the day that post story came out. All that's next.
This is an iHeart podcast.